And I was reading this morning early that to thee, O Lord, this is Psalms 25, to thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee I trust. It says, and teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in level paths. You know, if you'd stand this morning, we're going to pray and just invite the Holy Spirit and the Lord to come this morning and bless us. Father God, we do come before you this morning. Lord, we have gathered ourselves together according to your word. We are here to lift you high. Lord, to worship you, to love on you, and love on those who also call upon your name. Lord, we ask that you would just come, be with us. Lord Jesus, walk amongst us this morning. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon each and every one, for only you know the hearts. You know what is needed, you know what is the response that comes back. So Lord, we do invite you to fill this place with your love and your presence. We ask this in Jesus' holy name.
That whoever gives a thank offering shows me honor, and whoever decides to live right will see my power to save.
How are you feeling this morning? How is your spirit feeling this morning? Are you ready to worship him with a grateful heart? With joy, yes. Is that what you said, Jonathan, with joy? With joy. We're just going to sing to him and worship him. Just bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Thanks, Lord, to you.
you've given us, we give thanks. Let's lift that up to Him. Give Him thanks. We give thanks for today, Lord. Lift up something personal to Him from your heart and give Him thanks with a grateful heart. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your blessings, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for friends and family.
I asked Debbie to pick one, you know, from this promo video DVD thing that we have. And I love that story. So I didn't come across, I thought I watched everything, but I guess I didn't come across that one. That's neat. I like that one. So thank you. Good job. Yeah, good job. I had seen this when I was in England a few years ago at my daughter's church on the base, military base. And I, you know how you see something, you want to do it and you forget, you know? And then we saw it again last night at the CCE. We went to hear Ricardo, that evangelist, prophet, gentleman that was visiting at CCE Foursquare Church. And he was a guest there. And I saw them do this after the offering again. And I thought, oh, I looked at Jonathan and Evelyn and my husband. I said, remind me, I want to implement this, because that's why we're supposed to be here together. There's so much in here, and to continually remind each other, and then you can maybe get back into another habit or things, and you didn't implement something you really wanted to, and you need to be reminded, and that's part of it. And so you all now are seeing that this is a desire of mine, and I want you to help me to be accountable, just like on the leadership council meetings. Help me to remember to pray before and after instead of just getting into the business. And so this is something I want to do, because I am thankful with a grateful heart for every single tithe and offering. And I am so thankful that our God sees this. And so, Lord God, we come before you right now and we offer this to you, Lord God. It is yours. And you know our hearts are to please you. So, Lord, I thank you and praise you, Lord God, with a grateful heart for every single one of these, that you will bless each and every one. I thank you that every part of our obedience is a blessing to you, is worship to you, Lord God, is praise unto you. And I truly thank you and praise you that even 10% of these tithes and offerings go to missions around the world through the Foursquare Gospel, this denomination. We thank you and praise you, Lord God. You are awesome, Lord God. We truly thank you, Lord. And we are grateful for this offering. It is presented unto you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. So many of you have this book, and we're kind of going through it for those who want to follow along. We're going through this book by Wayne Cadero, Pastor Wayne Cadero from Hope Church, New Hope Church on Oahu, and it is a very good book, but remember the title, The Irresistible Church. It's more about you being irresistible unto God, and then we together are irresistible to the Lord. Well, we are on character trait number 4, and that is on gratefulness. So does anybody know how many minutes there are per day? 1,440 minutes per day. So does anybody know how many seconds there are per day? 86,400 seconds per day. So in a 24-hour period, we have much to be grateful for. See, often our life is in a hurry. And in those 86,400 seconds per day that we are blessed with by God, sometimes in that hurriedness of those seconds, we forget to be thankful, to have that grateful heart. And that is something we need to constantly, actively be doing, because it is something that can get crowded out by the busyness of life. And instead, our business should be having a grateful heart in the midst of the busyness of life. So, how do we do this? Well, one way is to get our eyes focused on Him and not on what's going on. So we have to purposely, intentionally do that. See, in order to practice this character trait of a grateful heart, gratefulness, see, it has to be intentional. It doesn't just come. When you're handed a gift by somebody, you say, thank you. But gratefulness is even beyond a thank you. Thank you for opening up the door. Thank you for doing this or that. No, a grateful heart goes beyond that. It has to be intentional. So in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, we see in the word, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. That is repeated twice. Well, that is an active part on our part. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Well, that takes effort too. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Then, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, we need to meditate. We need to think on these things. But that takes intentional effort. So in many TV shows, you see that often you see in many TV shows, movies, you see the family at the dinner table. You don't see the TV on. You don't see them in front of their eyes. Whether it's an iPad, an iPod, or an iPhone, you don't see them, the hours consumed by being on computers. They don't show that often in these movies. Instead, they show people getting up in plenty of time to get to work, get the kids off to school. They show a peacefulness. They don't show often in movies and TV shows the reality of really what life is in many homes. But see, it takes a purpose. Full intentional act on our part to take time throughout that busyness to focus on Him, to have our hearts remember how grateful we are, because everything that we have, all good that we see, any good that we see on earth is only because of Him. Yeah, in this world you're going to have trials and tribulations. But it says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. What an awesome thing to be grateful for. See, Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. We've been doing this through the Set Free Ministries, that we did the Hearing God study by Dr. Mark Verkler. And in that, he was telling us to quiet ourselves down, focus on Him, tune in to what He is saying to you, and then write it down. Well, you may apply that in our SOAP principle of the life journaling with our devotion times. S being scripture, O being observation, A being application, P being prayer. See, this all takes a focus on Him, a quieting down. It takes a time out in the busyness of life, because He speaks to us in our prayer time and through His Word. And this is something we only have because of the blood that was shed on the cross through Jesus Christ. See, now we have this special relationship with our Heavenly Father. And because of that, we have grateful hearts because of that intimate friendship that we can have, that special relationship. But we don't have that unless we have Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. This is awesome. And this is something to be grateful for. So once again, that comes from seeking Him, as we were singing in our worship song, to be hungry for Him, for His Word, for His truth, for the things that are lovely, pure, true, noble. The things that He has to offer us. The things that can get crowded out by the, quote, busyness of life. Even though sometimes those busyness of life is blessed with good things, sometimes you forget to have that grateful heart. In fact, sometimes you're taking it for advantage. You know, God wants us to remember who gave us, who we have been blessed with, what we truly have, because it is Him. Have you ever had a situation happen in your life, and all of a sudden you get a certain point and you see something, and then you hear it over and over by different avenues, God speaking to you? Well, that happened to my sister before she visited in the beginning of July. Well, somebody had given her a book on gratefulness. Now, she skimmed through it and it was like, oh, okay, this is good. And then all of a sudden she started hearing on the radio, different pastors on the radio talking about gratefulness. And then all of a sudden her pastor at her church and somebody else would talk about it. And she was like, okay, Lord, I'm getting the message. See, have you ever read the Word, or you're doing your devotion time and you're hearing somebody at church, and then all of a sudden your ears are tuned in to a certain word? It's because the Holy Spirit is wanting to teach you something and prepare. Well, at that point in time, the Holy Spirit was wanting to prepare my sister because He knew some things were coming up. And it wasn't going to be easy for her to have a grateful heart. She had some challenges, and some of that was with her eyes. And she had to have a certain procedure done. And the procedure didn't go totally and completely well the first time, so it had to be redone. And then it could have been a very serious thing. She had some situations happening at work, and things were not going really well. She had some situations that were happening at home and with her adult children. And so in the midst of that, she was reminded to have that grateful heart, because in this world, she was experiencing those trials and tribulations. But she had been reminded to be of good cheer, because the one that was in her, Jesus Christ, her personal Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, she is sealed with. Yes, that was reminding her to be grateful in the midst of what was going on. But it took action on her part. It took intention, intentional action on her part, to focus on being grateful for who He is, that He is good all the time, instead of on what is going on. That He hears her heart's cry, and He knows what's going on. This is what we have to do. We need to listen to God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Many of us know that one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. One of the verses says, when you are to acknowledge Him, you are to submit to Him, and He'll make your path straight. Well, trust, the online definition says, it is a word or words that typically express action, a state of, or a relation between two things, and that they may be inflected for tense, aspect, voice, the voice of God, your voice speaking a grateful heart, your mood, and show agreement with their subject or object. See, trusting him is an action of showing agreement, having that grateful heart, having that confidence in him. In Hebrew, that trust word is batak, and it is to be confident, to be secure. He is our refuge, to be sure, but also to be bold. See, we can have a grateful heart in the midst of everything that's going on and be bold in him. It comes intentionally. It is trusting in these promises in the Word of God. Romans 8:28, many of us know that. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. And we know what his purpose is, the greatest commandments. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. In that love, it always talks about your love. If you love me, you will obey me. See, that love is an action part on our part to want to not just hear his word and to hear from him, but because we're grateful, because we can hear from him through the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us. And this is where we can have a grateful heart, trusting that he will work everything out together for good. But we need to love him and praise him. We need to have that confidence, that boldness that only comes by him, that even when the answers that we're seeking him on are no, or it seems to be no, maybe it's wait right now. Well, we need to remember the Bible verses that says he is good. Psalm 119 verse 68 says, you are good and you do good. Psalm 135 verse 3 says, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Psalm 33 verse 5 says, he loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And Psalm 145 verse 9 says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Yes, gratefulness is a choice. It's a lamp to a light to our bodies. Remember Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23? It says, the lamp of the body is the eye, the lamp of practicing gratefulness. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? If we have a grateful heart, if we are purposely thinking on him, having a gratefulness, having that trust and confidence in him, that is where we can get that peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus, no matter what is going on. We need to actively meditate on these things like Philippians chapter 4 was talking about. But it takes an action part on our part. Merriam-Webster's online definition for gratefulness: acknowledgement of having received something good from another. What did we just talk about in those Psalms? What do we have in here? What do we have? What Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary. We have forgiveness of sins, no longer death, eternity in heaven, a home, a mansion he is building just for us, over 3,000 promises right here, ours to live by, to be blessed with, to be encouraged with. Webster's 1828 definition for gratefulness: having a due sense of benefits. Kindly disposed towards one from whom a favor has been received, willing to acknowledge and repay benefits. Willing to acknowledge and repay benefits as a grateful heart. Pleasing, gratifying. As a grateful present, a grateful offering. See, sometimes that offering of a grateful heart is a sacrificial one. I remember in the midst of challenges when we first got married and the children were growing up, and with four children at home and teens, that was not easy. And then I remember sometimes just kind of like getting in those bad moods and letting that bad mood kind of like consume me. And then I remember reading something about being grateful. So I was going, okay, Lord, help me to think of something to be grateful for each child. Now I was allowing myself to be so, I was allowing myself to be so consumed by that bad attitude that I was having a very difficult time finding one thing to be grateful for. But I did find one thing to be grateful for. Now, there was much more to be grateful for each and every child. But I was consumed once again. But I started there. I started purposefully, actively thanking God for that one thing I was grateful for within each of my children. Then God started working on it because I was purposely trying to push away my negative emotions, my overwhelmed negative feelings, and purposely finding at least one thing and then concentrating on one thing and thanking Him. I was grateful for that. And then more came. Kind of like that forgiveness. You choose to forgive even when you don't feel like forgiving, and you choose to do it, and then God comes in and starts working in that. But it takes an act of your heart being surrendered into His hands to mold it. And that is what happened. I chose to put my heart into God's hands. And I said, Lord, I need you to mold it so I can have that grateful heart. But I need your help, Lord. I need you. So Pastor Wayne Cadero on page 62, he refers to that we choose how we'll paint situations, setbacks, and circumstances. He says, gratefulness searches for colors of splendor. See, often we're living with a painter's palette of gray and darkness and black. And then our world is looking gray and black and dark. But then when we choose to have the painter's palette, which has many more colors than this, this is on a canvas. And that will start painting as we start having our tree rooted into the ground, filling it with living water, creating these colors. Then the rainbow promises of God, which are never ending and always faithful, that will start coloring and painting over the gray and the dark and filling that with the beauty and the splendor that He wants us to be having in the midst. It's the same scene, but the painting is going to color over and it'll be beautiful. See, God has given us a canvas. When He created us, He had a canvas for us to be on. He had a masterpiece plan of a beautiful painting of our lives. But are we allowing each stroke of the brush to be controlled by His hand? Are we allowing Him to dip into the different colors to design that masterpiece? Or are we taking it out of His hands and not looking at the promises and going to the darkness and therefore continuing to have the grays? But we can choose, actively choose to surrender each stroke guided by the Master's hand. And that is only by continuing to let Him stroke because of our gratefulness of all the benefits that we have through Him. when we thank him for the colors he offers us, which is full of the fullness of him. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, it says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and to reconcile all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by his blood that was shed on the cross." In John chapter 16, it talks about the fullness of God was given to Jesus. Jesus then gave it to the Holy Spirit. It is ours. The Holy Spirit who guides us into all the truth, who will teach us all things and remind us of everything that the Lord has taught us. And that is in John 14, 26. But we have to be willing to be still and know that he is God. Be still and focus on him in the midst of what is going on and hear him. We see that example with Daniel, don't we? In the midst of them being in Babylonian taken over by Babylon. And here he is. Did he give up in the midst of what was going on, focusing on God? No. We see that even when it was against to focus on him, he didn't give that up and he continued to focus on him. He continued to have a grateful heart for what God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, had for him and the promises that he could rely on that were always ever faithful. That is how he could be bold in the midst of when he was praying, seeking the Lord three times a day, that it could mean his life. But he didn't give up. He was bold and he had that grateful heart. God wants everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That is in 1 Timothy 2:4. But we have to strive to be intentional to help them. That can come by having a grateful heart each and every day for the salvation we have. So we need to have that salvation because we need to remember in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that everyone deserves death. But Romans 6:23 talks about that, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, when we have grateful hearts, we are striving to help others to have grateful hearts. We are striving to see the potential that their canvas, with the grays and blacks that they may be experiencing, whether Christian or not, we have that hope in us. We have that expression of a heart that is full of gratefulness. And we have that only through Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And we can share that with others. We can focus on him, remembering the promises, and help paint their lives and those around. But it's only by focusing on his benefits. As I am your senior pastor and the shepherd over you, I want these to be passed out. And these are index cards. See, I am grateful for the power of prayer, the privilege of prayer. And it is an honor for me to be able to lift up a specific prayer request. I want you to please write one specific prayer request because I am grateful for each and every one of you. I have a grateful heart. I have a grateful heart for what the Lord has for each and every one of you. And I, with my grateful heart for each and every one of you, my grateful heart for the power of prayer and practicing that gratefulness each and every day, I will take time to pray over these specific prayer requests for you. But I want you to write down at least just one specific prayer request. And I want to honor you and honor the Lord by lifting this up in prayer. It'll only be me. Nobody else will see this. It will be lifted up each and every day. But it is a part of my practicing that gratefulness. This is something I want to do. But I encourage you to continue to practice gratefulness throughout the midst of the busyness, quote, of life. Because part of God's business is to be able to look to Him, to take time in the midst of your days and continue to focus on a grateful heart, practicing that gratefulness. But it takes us to do that. Pathway of Hope is a church where gratefulness will be seen and should be expressed by each of us as a part of this church family, wherever we are, each and every day, not just here when we gather. Do you remember President John F. Kennedy, what he said during his inaugural address on January 20th of 1961? Many of you will remember this. He said, "And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man." So, taking this into consideration, this part of President Kennedy's inaugural speech, I took the liberty of kind of changing it up a little bit. And I want us to be encouraged by this, to consider it and encouraged, to take this to be a daily intentional choice of practicing gratefulness. And so those of us at Pathway of Hope Foursquare Church, ask not what your church can do for you, ask what you can do for your church. One of those things, being ape for po. Always pray every day for Pathway of Hope. My fellow citizens of the kingdom of God, ask not what your church can do for you, but what we together as the body of Christ can do for the freedom of man as we join together in the unity of His love that was shed for all mankind to receive the fullness of what God has for each and every person. See, we are to continue to be living, breathing, doing that greatest commandments from Mark 12, 29 through 31. Loving Him, obeying Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength, and loving others, be an extension of His heart to others. And we can do this as we seek Him, as we hunger for Him, as we pray, as we have this heart that is surrendered to His way, as we remember our identity in Jesus Christ, who we are, and the privilege we have of the power of prayer. And in this, we then can do the greatest commission, going out, as we see in Matthew 28:19 through 20, helping others to not only know Him, but grow in Him, to realize what they have, to realize they have a beautiful canvas, the colors that are offered to them, and these benefits that they can, and allowing Him to stroke the beautiful masterpiece of their life here on earth, that He can use past mistakes and things that have happened to them and turn it around together for their good as they continue to love Him and to serve Him. That is a grateful heart. May each of us always have that grateful heart. Can we close in that song, "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart"?
Jesus Christ, His Son.
I'd like you to prepare your hearts right now to receive this prayer unto you. And I am reading from it and praying from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit that is in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints that which is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And this fullness will empower you to continuously practice gratefulness from your heart. Thank you, Lord. Be with each and every one this week. Thank you for this time. Amen.